Let's talk on how to overcome spiritual attacks. Praise the Lord. How to overcome spiritual attacks. Now, you need to understand that, like our beloved sister said, you are going to be victorious. Anytime you notice attacks, you'll be victorious. And I believe that the Lord actually made her speak for this reason, because I know that many people still have what she spoke about. There are many people that still have that question in their heart. Lord, why is it that when I pray, I still have attacks? I thought prayers should take away attacks. I thought when I pray, I should not experience. I mean, if you have that question, you have ever asked that question before. Lord, why? Some people, it's like the more they pray, the more they attacks. Some people, that's their life. If they don't pray, they won't see attacks. But the day they pray, it's like Satan is waiting for them. Then you are asking, am I better off without prayer? Am I better off? Maybe I should stop praying. Because why is it that while I pray, I have attacks? Now, the Bible speaking in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Let's start. Glory to God. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the Bible is giving us prophetically that our war is not against flesh and blood. The Bible is giving us prophetically that our war is against principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Now, what is a spiritual attack? When we are talking about spiritual attacks is an attempt by demonic forces to hinder, number one, to oppress, number two, distract, number three, to confuse, number four, delay, number five, to destroy the destiny of a believer. Demonic manipulation, through thoughts. You know, some people, Satan do not oppress them. Some people, they do not have choking dreams, but they have manipulative thoughts. They have, you know, Satan manipulating their thoughts. Do you know that when somebody thinks about killing himself, when somebody thinks about committing suicide, do you know that's a spiritual attack? When somebody just sits down and says, oh, I want to end it all, I'm tired, you know that's an attack. Attack is not just when Satan comes to your dream. What are the common signs? How do you know a believer is experiencing spiritual attacks? Number one, discouragement. When you see a believer discouraged, he's experiencing spiritual attacks. Isaiah 63, verse 1. Moshata kalabrando susasa. Sorry. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Oh, I'm so excited about this teaching, because I know it's going to set people free. And the admins that we make this an audio, so that even after today, you can go back and listen to it. Isaiah 61, verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Are you seeing? He said the spirit. Are you seeing? Spirit of heaviness. So there is a spirit called the spirit of heaviness. This is the spirit responsible for discouragement. This is the spirit responsible for depression. This is the spirit that makes men tired of life. The Bible called it the spirit of heaviness. But the Bible said, he shall give you the garment of praise. So number one sign a believer is going through spiritual attack is discouragement, fear. Second sign, when you're having dreams of attacks, defeat. Now this is what many people are used to. This second sign, people are going through spiritual attacks. Matthew 13, verse 21. So even some believers, they don't believe they are going through attacks. But they are going through attacks. They are going through attacks. Some believers, they don't believe it, but they are going through attacks. That discouragement they feel is an attack. So when you see repeating dreams is an attack. Matthew 13, 25. He said, but while man slept, his enemy came and saw tasks. So those evil dreams, those bad dreams, is like the enemy moving at night. Now let me be quick. The third sign, a believer is going through spiritual attack. Financial dryness. Closed doors. You are praying. Your finances is not moving. It's a spiritual attack. Yeah. Some, are you seeing? The spiritual attack is not only when somebody is being choked in the night. When your finances is not moving, it's an attack. Some people, they don't believe they are going through attacks, but their finances are shaking. Because money is spiritual. Are you aware? Money is spiritual. I've thought about it a lot. When you see your business not going the way it should go, it's an attack. You have money, you cannot give account on how you spent it. After 3 days, you are back to going to your friend. Oh, please, give me something to eat. And your friend asks you, I thought you were giving 10,000 rand yesterday. What did you do with 10,000 rand? Oh, I didn't know. I don't know. It's the devil. That's an attack. That's what the Bible says in Malachi 3:11. It says, the spirit that affects the finances of people is called the devourer spirit. Malachi 3:11. It says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. You shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Are you seeing? The Bible is telling us about a spirit that knows how to destroy the fruit of the ground of people. You see what the Bible is saying? You see? The fourth sign that you are going through spiritual attack. Start confusion. When you are mentally tired. I know people say, oh, I value my mental health. It's called, I call it mental fog. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Hope the scriptures are not too much. You know? Sorry? 2 Corinthians. Hope the scriptures are not too much. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Mental fog. You are praying. Your mind cannot be focused. It's an attack. You are praying. Your mind is wandering. It's an attack. That's why the Bible says, casting down imagination and exalting every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. He said, I'm bringing into captivity every thought for the obedience of Christ. So when your mind is just wandering, it's a sign of spiritual attacks. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Those are signs that a believer is going through spiritual attacks. Sickness in the body. Somebody always falling sick. It's a spiritual attack. That's another sign. Are you being blessed by this teaching? Have you seen somebody always falling sick, in and out of the hospital? Sometimes they go to the hospital. I'm showing you these signs. So if you notice any of them in your life, when we begin to pray now, you begin to pray with anger. That's why I'm showing you these signs. So you know that spiritual attack is not only when they come to press somebody in the dream. When somebody's health is always failing, it's spiritual attack. Know what the Bible says in the book of Luke 18:11-16. I will read. Hope the scriptures are not too much. Well, if you are with me, you will love scriptures because that's the only thing I believe in. Look at what the Bible says. It said, and behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise lift herself up. When Jesus saw her, he said to her, woman, thou art loosed from the infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed the woman on the Sabbath day and said to the people, there are 6 days which men ought to walk in them, therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then Jesus answered them, you hypocrites. Well, does not each of you on the Sabbath day lose his ox from the stall and lead them away, watering? Verse 16, finally. And ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound? No, this 18 years be loosed from the bound on the Sabbath day. Are you seeing? The Bible said the woman was sick. But when Jesus was explaining the sickness, Jesus said, Satan hath bound. So, of course, there are sicknesses that are medical. Not all sicknesses are demonic. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Some sicknesses are medical. But you need to understand that Satan can also make a man sick. Hallelujah. Those are signs of spiritual attack. Final sign of spiritual attacks, disconnection from prayer. You cannot pray. Some people, anytime they want to pray, sleep is an attack. When we were growing up, they say Satan is blowing this person breeze. Forgive me for the English. It's not in the dictionary, but it's in the understanding. They say Satan is turning on the air conditioner. When somebody cannot pray, it's an attack. A man cannot sit down with the word of God and read the Bible, he has slept off, is an attack. These are signs of spiritual attacks. Low spiritual hunger is a spiritual attack. Have you seen situations where you, anytime that believer picks up the Bible, that is when sleep comes? When he's watching Netflix, he's agile. When he's watching movies, he is agile. But when it is time for the word of God, it's like Satan turns on the fan. Hallelujah. So I'm showing you this. Now, oh my God. Before I show you how to overcome, I'm going to give you. Okay, let me just show you how to overcome because of time. Our time is fast spent already. Number one way to overcome spiritual attack. Know your authority. Know your identity. Know your authority. When Jesus died and resurrected, he gave us all authority against demons. I think I've taught on authority severally. He gave us authority. And authority is not automatic. If you don't use it, it will not manifest. Many people are crying, oh God, how can I be born again? Lord, I sweep my church. Lord, I attend Joshua's Generation Zoom meeting every Tuesday. I don't miss it. God, why will you allow this to happen to me? Oh God, I am a giver. Oh God, listen. A man can carry an ATM with 2 million rands. If he does not go and withdraw the money, he can die of hunger. True of us. Imagine you have an ATM, 2 million rands. Inside the bank. And you are hungry. And you don't know how to use the ATM. Now you go to the ATM. You are putting your card. You are turning it upside down. The ATM is rejecting the card. Now the question is this. Will you receive your money? No. Is that believer rich? Yes. 2 million rand should be good money, right? Is it good money? Well, to an extent, right? Can it buy a house? Oh, can I ask, can 2 million rand buy a house? It can buy a house. Well, it should buy a house. It should buy a big house, really, actually. Wow. Wow. Okay, that means it's good money to an extent. You know, everybody. I want you to enlarge your mind to the point that no money is too big. Are we together? Yes. Hallelujah. Because the more enlarged your mind is, the more you give God free flow to move. Now, so, do you know that believer can die of hunger? And everybody will say, oh, he had 2 million rands. He died of hunger. Why? Oh, somebody says it can buy 2 houses. Do you know why I'm so? Because I know 2 million naira in Nigeria, 2 million naira cannot buy a house. 2 million naira in Nigeria cannot even buy a good car. Yeah. So that's what I'm asking. Well, it means your currency has a kind of value. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please, I'm not shaming my country. I love my country. I saw the way somebody says, my God, I love my country, please. Are we together? Yeah, I love my country. Okay. Praise the Lord. So, well, we're not selling our countries here. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, as I was saying, if that believer does not know how to withdraw, guess what? He's going to die of hunger. God is rich. Many people are rich in the power of God. Many people have authority, but they don't know how to use it. That's why they are still being attacked by the devil. And authority is not about muscles. Is somebody getting me? Authority is not about, listen, there is a difference between power and authority. Power is the ability to do. Authority is the authorization to do. A man can have power, but he doesn't have authority. Hey, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Imagine, let me not use myself as an example. Because I know if you see me in front of your house, what will you do? Okay. Imagine somebody just comes to your house and opens your door. Breaks the door open. Now, even if the person did not come to steal, you call the person a thief, right? You say, oh, this person is trying to rob my house. Why? Because the person did not have the authority. The proof of authority is the key. True of us. Now, that person has power to break the door, but he doesn't have authority to break the door. So that's why he's called a thief. You call the cop and they take him to cell. True of us. For example, how many of you have met a cop, police officer on the road? How many of you have seen a very skimpy police officer? As a matter of fact, you are more muscular than him. I don't know if we have a police officer here. You are bigger than the officer. You are driving your, what is a good car? What is the running car in South Africa that is big? Okay, let me use Hilux, for example. You are driving your big Hilux. You know that police officer just comes to the middle of the road and lifts up his hand like this, shows you his badge, and says, stop! Do you know that if you decide not to stop, you can run him over and continue your journey? But why are you going to stop? You are not stopping because he's skimpy. You are stopping because he has the authority of the government. So if you run him over, it means you just run your president over. You just run the government over. And if they are aware, they are going to ensure that that citizen is called to bars. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So the police officer may not be muscular, but he has authority. So you may be disappointed, you may be discouraged. Oh, I don't think I have power. I've not prayed for 10 hours. I've not prayed for 20 hours. You have authority. Somebody say, I have authority. Jesus gave you the authority. You didn't work for it. No wonder the Bible says, I'm giving you, you have to be conscious of your authority. Satan only attacks people that are not aware. Luke 10:19. You have to get conscious of this. Behold, I give you power. Well, I love what he said, but this is not the original. Because when I studied that power in Greek, he spoke about authority. He said, BSB. He says, behold, I give you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions. And over, look at it. The power. Somebody say, all the power. Meaning your authority is not for few, it's for all. Somebody say, all the power. Somebody say, all the power. You can write it on the comment. Say, all the power. He says, he has given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the... He said, and nothing will harm you. It's all. He says, nothing will harm you. Meaning, when you cast out a demon from somebody, that demon does not have the power to harm you. I've heard it severally. Oh, don't pray for the sick. If you pray for the sickness will leave the person and enter you. That's a lie. Because Jesus said, over all the power, and he says, nothing shall harm you. In other words, the demons you are taking authority over cannot harm you. Can we clap for Jesus? Look at the power. Listen, what Jesus did was that Jesus gave us his power. Do you know what Jesus said to us? Listen, the way Jesus has authority over the demons, you are not lesser. Because Jesus gave you equal authority. He didn't work for it. He worked for it by his blood and gave it to you. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Imagine somebody works for 5 million rands and give it to you. You keep paying for it. You use it. Some of us. Many of you are only waiting to feel spiritual before you use authority. You are waiting to feel good. It doesn't work by feeling. It works by knowing. Oh, yeah. 1 John 4:17. Let me show you something. The same authority Jesus had, Jesus gave us. Look at it. In this way, we have been perfected. Yeah, in this way, love has been perfected among us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. For in this world, we are just like him. The Bible cannot lie. The Bible says we are just like him. Meaning, as Jesus was, so we are. Imagine Satan pressing Jesus in the night. Imagine Satan comes into the room of Jesus, presses Jesus. Jesus is trying to shout Jesus. And Jesus shouts, Peter, 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 turn on the light, turn on the light. Is that possible? It's not possible. So it should not be possible with you. Because the Bible said, as he is, so we are. Do you know the only problem of believers? They don't know. And you don't use it. No wonder the Bible says, man that is in honor. Hey, 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 hey. Psalm 49 verse 20. The book of Psalms, chapter 49 verse 20. Look at what the Bible says. Oh my God. This is one of my favorite portions of scripture. And I love it so much. It says, man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perishes. You see what the Bible is saying? Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perishes. In other words, so Corinthians does not know. We perish like a beast. So let me tell you something. Jesus is not happy when a witch kills a believer because it's a waste. It's a waste of authority. You can't have an authority you're not using. No wonder the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you see what the Bible is saying? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Can you see this? It's Jesus speaking here. He didn't say the unbelievers are destroyed. Jesus did not say, oh, the sinners are destroyed. He says, my people. Somebody write on the comment section, say, from today, I will begin to use my authority. Are you understanding these things now? It means from today, nobody from South Africa should be oppressed by the devil. Nobody listening to me right now should ever be oppressed by the devil. Do you know why? As he is on earth, so you are. If Jesus cannot be oppressed, you should not be oppressed. If Jesus does not eat in his dream, you should not eat in your dream. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? As he is, so you are. So you have to use it. How do you use authority? You speak. You speak. In the name of Jesus, this happens, that happens. Because authority is not quiet. Many people, they have authority, but they are not using it. They are quiet. The second way to overcome spiritual attacks . Engage the word of God. Engage. You know, Satan came to attack Jesus one time. Listen, can I tell you this? To you, the word of God is letters. But if God opens your spiritual eyes, the word of God is sword. The word of God is the sword of the spirit. Imagine, let me say it in modern English. The word of God is your gun, is your AK-47. The word of God is your gun in the spirit. If you don't, you take authority by declaring the word of God. What has the word of God said about that situation you're crying about? Have you asked yourself that? Oh, you are reading, I am having attacks. Why is this happening? What is the word of God saying? The word of God is your weapon of war. You need to have scriptures for different problems. Every believer should have scriptures for different problems. You know what the Bible said? Ephesians 6:17. A good portion of scripture. Are you going to bless tonight? My God. Ephesians 6:17. He says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. And the Bible says that sword is the word of God. What word do you have for that problem you are going through? Man of God, my business is going through attacks. What word of God do you have for it? You need to learn to search the scriptures, to have different scriptures for different problems, because the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Listen, the angels of God responds to the word of God. When you put scriptures to your problem, it is like God speaking himself. It's like you giving voice to the word of God. Psalm 103:20. He says, blessed be the Lord, these angels, that excels in strength, giving to the voice of his word. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Your mind is attacked. Satan is telling you that, you know, a lady, where to man, messaged me yesterday, you know, not really a message, we're talking. And she was feeling so down. Oh, man of God, I watched something on TikTok and the thing is messing up with my mind. I saw this and it's messing up with my mind. I saw that and it's messing up with my mind. She started having fear of being, I don't know if she was having fear of being kidnapped, because she saw a video where somebody was kidnapped. So what will you call that kind of attack now? You call it the attack of the mind. True of us. Guess what? I took her to scriptures. I said, the fact somebody was kidnapped does not mean you'll be kidnapped. And I took her. I says, the Bible said in Psalm 91:11, it says, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He shall bear you up in his wings, lest you dash your feet against the stone. And I started taking her to scriptures of God's promises over her life. And while I was done, she made a statement. He says, I feel better. I don't know, but I feel like my courage is restored. I feel like I feel better. What did you think happened there? Is that I use the word of God as a sword. The word of God is a sword of the Spirit. When Satan reminds you of what will not work, you now go to the Bible to remind yourself where God said it will work. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You go back to the scripture where God said it will work. That's how it works. The question I have for you, what scripture do you have for that attack? What scripture are you standing on? Do you know that Satan also quotes scriptures? That's why you must know your Bible. How many of you are following the 4 months Bible plan? Sorry, the 4 month Bible plan. Try engage with it. You know, in Matthew 4:4, when Jesus was warring against the devil, Jesus did not say, you know, Jesus did not pray, but prayer works. But Jesus used the word. The Bible speaking, oh my God, I have to round up now. Maybe we'll continue next week. The Bible speaking, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It is written. It is written. It is written. Do you know that when Satan quote that scripture for him, look at what Jesus said in verse 7. He says, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Are you seeing the weapon of Jesus? Jesus used the written word. If Jesus could use the word of God to respond to the devil, then who are we? Some believers are looking for the next spiritual house to go to. Where is the spiritual house now? Who is the spirit? You don't need all that. So long the word of God has given you the promise. The word of God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And you must be a believer that knows how to insist on the word. Don't be a believer that gives up easily. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'm going to end here because of our time. Number three, I'm going to end here. I'm going to end here now. I have like over 7 to 8 points, but I'll end here. Number one, know your identity. Number two, engage in the word. Number three, pray with authority. Now pay attention. The first point, I told you to know your authority. Now this one, you learn how to pray with authority. Because there is one thing to know your authority, there is another thing to pray with your authority. How do you pray with your authority? James 5:16. And we're going to round up. It says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. Now that's not where I'm going to. It says that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Oh, I'm looking for James 4, not 5. James 4:7. Awesome. It says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. I'm here. Resist the devil and he's going to flee from you. And you see what the Bible is saying? So you must come to a point where you can resist the devil. How do you resist the devil? In the name of Jesus. You spirit of fear, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You spirit of bad dreams. You don't wake up and say, God, please take away the bad dream. No, you don't beg like that. Because God has given you the authority. So when you are begging God like that, God is wondering, but you already have it. Resist the devil. He said, call me to resist it for you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I rebuke the hands of the devil over my finances. That's the kind of prayer you pray. I rebuke the hands of the devil over my health. I rebuke the hands of the devil over my advancement. I rebuke the hands of the devil over my promotion. Say it works. And this is my prayer. This is my prayer. It's everyone listening to me. May the heavens be open over you and may you begin to walk in the authority. Are you blessed? Listen. I don't want you to just take this as the word. Take this as a practical assignment. Look for areas in your life where you know that Satan has been afflicted and resist the devil in those areas. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Resist the devil in those areas. Give in to the devil. You cannot be a son of a lion and not operate like a lion. A lion can only give that to a lion. You are a descendant of the Lion of Judah. Don't go around crying, complaining, oh man of God, I don't understand. Oh, Satan is. Don't magnify the devil when you should be putting him in his place. He said, as he is, so you are. When the Bible told you that you are like Jesus, God was not lying to you. God was telling you real fact, real reality. Is somebody angry today? And guess what? Let me give you a bonus. Whenever you are using your authority, use it with anger. God does not say, and I rebuke you. No, be angry. God is a portal in the spirit. Many of you don't know. Listen, let me tell you. Anger is not a sin. Are you aware? Are you aware that anger is not a sin? The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. That's what the Bible says. Be angry and don't sin. It is how you direct your anger that determines if you have sinned or not. If you are angry and aggressive at people, it's a sin. If you are angry and rude to people, it's a sin. But when you are angry at the devil, don't just say, oh, somebody says I was not aware. Let me show you. Oh, that's why it's a mentorship. The Bible says be angry and sin not. So God encourages you to be angry sometimes. Ephesians 4:26. I'm not saying be angry at people. I'm not saying be rude at people. I'm not saying be angry and fight people. No. I'm saying be angry at the devil. Look at the screen. It says, be you angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. So God knows there are times you get angry. Let me tell you. Don't be angry at men. Be angry at the devil. So when you are praying, when you are using your authority, don't just use it casually. Use it in anger. Satan, get out of my family. Get the dirty hands off my son. Get the dirty hands off my daughter. Do you not see the poor people when you are angry? There are many of you here. You may bear with them. Maybe the Lord has delivered you from anger. Maybe you had history of anger. But you know how you used to be angry before. Now you have changed. Now, you need to get that anger and face it to the devil. Don't face it on people. No, no, no. If you face it on people, that is not good. God is not happy with that. But when you face it on the devil, you are justified. Satan. Somebody. Satan. You have solved my finances. You like that. That is how to use your authority. I'm praying for everyone connected tonight. This is my prayer for you. That may you see the power of God. May God open your heavens. Your time has come.